You heard it here, folks. Steph's getting simps. That's what they're called.
What's up, Trash Pandas? Welcome to In Addition, where we try our best to find the treasure in the trash with your hosts, Tony P., Mike, Steph, and Swan. Slide us into your weekly podcast feed, or we'll wind down your Wednesday nights at twitch.tv/NADDpod. Yo, what is up, Trash Pandas?
Woo!
Hi, hello, welcome! It's been an interesting night already, but we're so happy you're here with us at twitch.tv/NADDpod. Poor Mike. We need to feel bad for Mike, because at this point, it's been a few more days, and he's really struggling, so we're here for him. We're here for him. But, you know,
we have to pretend that we care through this next batch of. Okay, I'm not bad. I didn't read the notes. I didn't know that's what we were doing.
Well, that's a great segue.
This comes out every 2 weeks, man.
There's notes. I don't read, you know, so.
Yeah. Nope. So I'm going to tell you. So honestly, Tony, would you rather be supportive of Mike or help Steph set up her reading OnlyPans account? I mean, these are the questions I want to know. But also, I have some other would you rathers. I'd love to hear the answer to.
He's got
to
answer that one.
I got to do this one. The options were.
Sympathy,
I tell you what.
Mike.
No. I don't even need to hear it. I'm not helping Steph set up any cam site. We're not doing that. That's no. So yeah, the other one.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
you gotta feel bad for me, Tony. Let's go.
It's good. I like it. Yeah. So I threw together some would you rathers so that I didn't have to brain and I could make my co-host brain, which I really like doing. So let's get into it. I've got a bunch of them. We'll see. I think varying levels of difficulty. So we'll see how many we get through and see what we think. So starting off strong, would you rather dumpster dive for food, because we are trash pandas, or ask customers outside a restaurant to buy you a meal?
I'm dumpster diving. That's a very odd couple questions, but I'm not asking anybody for anything. I don't like people. I already don't like people, period. I especially don't like having to ask said people for anything. So I'll handle it myself.
Lover number one asks the great question. How clean is the dumpster? I'm going not clean. It's not a night. Like it is emptied regularly, but it has not been hosed out ever.
Yeah, but standard dumpster, right? Like it's not some level of dirtiness that is outside the realm of dumpster. Okay. It's not like, oh, 20 clowns just happened to come by and they all puked on it.
No. No, it is a clown puke free dumpster.
Okay. We don't know that. I just don't think I think 20 clowns is probably outside of the range of possibility. One clown, potentially.
Potentially.
My tummy hurts.
Same car.
Which one, Steph?
I think I might ask people.
Yeah,
so, I'm really picky about the food that I won't even eat leftovers most of the time.
Also, severe food allergies, which I feel like you would be like, not only can I ask you for food, but can I ask you for this very specific thing that won't kill me? Please?
I think it will surprise none of you to find out that I have done both of these things. routinely, we would dumpster dive the donuts from Dunkin' Donuts at the end of the night.
Oh.
Until it got to the point that they were tired of us dumpster diving the donuts, and they would dump all the coffee grounds over the donuts at the end of the night, which is just so fucking stupid.
What the fuck is there? Why?
Right,
they're
it's
going
already
in the garbage.
Trash, right. Just let me eat coffee ground free donuts. Instead, you're sitting there blowing the coffee grounds off them, and it ruins them. But I think now as an adult, I would rather ask someone for a meal. Honestly, dumpster diving has been ruined forever for me.
Oh.
Because
today's political climate.
Fucking posers everywhere.
Thanks, Obama.
Dumpster dove before it was cool.
No, So one year, Wendy's had partnered with a budget airline called AirTran Airlines.
Oh, God.
And if you collected enough Wendy's cups and cut out a coupon on the cup and mailed them in, you could get free round-trip airfare to anywhere in the country.
Wow.
Obviously, this was a scheme. And so my best friend and I, Punk Rock Chris, we got in my 1988 Cutlass
Love
Supreme.
Love jazz, by the way. Huge jazz fan.
Massive jazz fan. Big
on the
big
Cutlass.
Time. Yeah, so we get in the Cutlass. We're driving around.
Miles Davis, a blast.
Yeah. We're driving around like the greater Boston area in the middle of the winter because like this was when the promotion was running. And we collect 188 cups each because that's how many cups you need to get two round trip airfare. We collect all the cups. They're in the back of the car. We drive back to his house. We start playing video games. We fall asleep. We never cut the like coupon out of the cup, and we never sent them in.
Oh my gosh. You did the hard part.
We did the hardest, grossest part because like when you rip open a Wendy's bag, right, it's mostly ketchup.
Yeah.
Like I don't know why everyone pours ketchup in the trash at Wendy's, but that's all they do. And so it's hot ketchup in these bags. And then some cups. And so my whole car smells like ketchup, old hot ketchup. It's the worst.
And you didn't even get a plane trip. Up.
We didn't even get the reward. And like, we weren't going to use the reward for anything good. We had a plan to fly from Boston to Hartford, Connecticut, and then call my friend Al and demand he come pick us up because we were stuck in Hartford. Like, we had a whole bit planned. Like, we were going to waste it anyway. And we didn't even get to do the bit. Because we just fucked ourselves by like.
Oh my God.
So you would ask for food. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Wow. I love it.
And that was Would You Rather. All right. I guess I'm up next.
That was number one.
Oh.
Number two. We've done one. Oh God. Would you rather buy 10 things you don't need every time you go shopping or always forget the one thing that you need when you go to the store?
10 things I don't need. I already do that anyway.
I'm the complete inverse. I already forget one thing anyway. I can't stand clutter and like extra stuff and junk or throwing away food or throwing away stuff. So I'll just forget. I got to go back to Target anyway.
Do I ever get the thing that I needed?
If you buy the 10 things, yeah.
No, if I...
In this perpetual cycle, like, is the one thing... You never get the one thing, like your medication?
or toilet paper, changes or... Every, yeah. Right. Like, yes. Or is it a different thing that
yes.
you don't get
so
every time?
I would say that each new trip, the dungeon recycles, and now your quest is different, so you might still obtain the toilet paper, but your quest going in the second time, you were actually looking for something else, so you never finish the dungeon.
That one. Much like Tony, I hate extra things.
Yeah, so far I've been 2 for 2 with Steph. I would ask people for food, and I would happily... Like, you walk past the dollar bins when you first walk into Target. Do you know how many adorable pieces of stationery I own from those dollar bins?
That's where they get you, Swan. You're not supposed to look.
Dude, I'm such a freaking robot. Like, I'm not even going to lie. I was at Target 2 days ago. Yeah, a couple days ago to pick up a prescription. And I was like, prescription... leave. I was like, do you need anything else? No. And legitimately on the ride over, I was like, you know what? I was like, M&M's sound good. I might get some M&M's while I'm at the store. And then I was like, nah, man, you've been eating better. You don't need M&M's. but you've been eating better. Some M&Ms sound good. And then I was like, oh, I'd have to go to a different section. They're not already next to the pharmacy. I didn't need them anyway. I'm better off without them. And I went and I bought my one prescription that cost $3.53. And you put it in a bag. Well, in a prescription, like in a pharmacy bag, and then in a plastic bag. And I took the whole thing and I left.
Okay, so Tony, I went to Target today. Because I needed prescriptions.
Oh.
I also got myself a Coke Zero. I got two bottles of new smelling soap. I got some new Clorox wipes. I got four half pints of Halo Top. I got some cupcakes and some candles. I got, what else did I get? Bottle of rosé. I got two packs of Gatorade.
This sounds like $200. Like, this sounds like we're getting the...
I was under $100. Thank you very much.
Hey.
This sounds amazing. And I want to be... Well, I mean, I want to be at part of their house. Not the...
Yeah, don't come to the prison planet.
I wanted to get Mike, like, more treats and, like, a little present. But, like, I also didn't want to spend extra time at Target because I had, like, I needed to come home and take... Oh, I also got two new COVID tests just to have... Because they were $7. So I was like, I might as well get a couple extra because... You know,
$7 is the cheapest I've heard.
Yeah, that's why I got them.
I still have my freebies from the post office.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
You know, not all of us get sick.
Hey. Yeah. I'm with you there, Tony.
That's actually not true.
Like, strong Italian genes, like COVID resistant. Italy was fucked for a long time.
So everyone in chat knows just before we went live, I was saying how, like, a sense of superiority I felt for not having gotten COVID, and everyone else was like, man, that's such a dick move. Like, you, like, anybody could get coronavirus. Like, you weren't fucking special. And now listen to these two.
Yeah, I'm pretty special. Check in tomorrow. I'm gonna take my one extra day of special, because what, no matter what, I've won.
Oh my god.
Hey,
Juan hit us with another one.
From this day forward, you can't say shit. Like, hey, how about whatever, you corona ass having bitch? That was 4 months ago. Yeah, still true.
I can't fucking
until
wait for her
one
to
of us get it
tomorrow. Guaranteed she's gonna wake up and just
that's every day.
And to be fair,
and I haven't tested positive once.
It can happen to anybody. It's so, and I did say this before we went on the air, like, oh man, it's going around like crazy, it's hard not to get it, you know. Yeah, that's all true. Also true.
And
oh. Pepperidge Farm.
This is amazing.
Dude, I love this. I live in Florida.
Okay. Would you rather listen to one song for the rest of your life or never be allowed to listen to the same song twice?
One song.
One song.
Wow.
Eventually you're going to run out of...
Never.
You know you're not.
Guys, I'm gonna go with just the random. I've always been that weirdo radio shuffle guy. Like, I loved my shuffle.
And Tony, every song has the amen break, so you don't give a shit. Like, you don't give a shit what you're listening to. You got that beat.
Another
you're
one.
Good.
I'm still there. Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah. No, I'd rather go random.
Yep.
So for me, I don't like a song until I know all the lyrics. And so I would never enjoy music if I had to listen to. And, like, if we're being honest, I could bop to the title song of Six, the musical, literally forever.
Shit would drive any sane person insane. And I don't probably often claim to be sane. However...
Yeah, no, it's really tough, but like Steph, there is something so intrinsically, like, core to my identity about singing along to a song live that I could not give up. And I can't do that if I don't know the words. And I can't know the words my first time hearing it. And
I mean, so, you jump in the second half.
The second song, chorus every time?
First chorus, taking notes. Just,
I want to be that guy. Like the last three shows I've gone to, I've been the guy that started the mosh pit. Even though I'm also the guy with the ruptured Achilles rehab. I'm still the guy starting the mosh pit, Tony. Like, I need to know that's when it hits. You know what I mean?
I need I'm the dude chilling in the back.
Yep. Comfortable in the back.
So, Swan, what about you?
Random.
Random?
100%. 100%. Yep, because you can dance improv to anything if you're willing. Also, if you're drunk. And I could never single it down to just one song. I couldn't do it. I
wouldn't want to pick.
Okay. Well,
now you're asking it's happy birthday for the rest of your life.
Then your boy's moshing so fucking hard to happy birthday. You know he's fucking windmilling the shit out of some 6-year-old. No apologies. Let's fucking go!
Oh god. Okay. Would you rather cook in a cook in a restaurant that only serves food you can't eat, or work as a bartender when you can't drink alcohol?
Work as a bartender when you can't drink alcohol. Easy.
I seldom drink anyway, bartender.
I never drink. Easy.
Like, I drink and it still would be like, I don't feel, if I'm in a bar environment, like making drinks, getting to meet people, talk to people, like that's enough for me. Like that's work. Like sometimes I wish I could drink through the school day, but like it would be separate for me.
Yeah. Yep.
I would love that.
Yeah. No, honestly, it's what I do at the winery, because I sling booze all day.
Yeah.
But we don't drink on shift. And I was like, no, this is fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I'm worried about the bartenders who are drinking on shift.
Yeah, no.
You know, is that a thing? Like, in big bars,
they don't stay long. I feel like on this planet or in their job,
right?
I was at a bar in New Orleans, and it looks like a circus carousel, right? And it was packed, and actually spins around, and it was packed the heck out. And I was like, you know, it'd be fun to be a bartender. I was like, not at this bar. This is too much. I was like, I can do. I wouldn't mind being a bartender at like an old corner bar that had like one person that came, like one patron.
One patron.
You know, like I could do that and wipe down the counter and give advice.
You could run Cheers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cheers would be fun. I would have enjoyed working in Cheers.
Cheers.
Where even
busy.
Tony P knows your name.
I'd get fired.
Where Tony P knows your name is one of four things.
Nor Cliff. Woody.
Just waiting for everybody else to start. Be like, no.
Where Tony P makes up your name.
Where do you think Frasier came from? I was like, this guy right here.
You look like a Frasier.
Frasier, right?
Oh, God. Okay, so if you worked at the carnival bar, would you rather make a beeping noise when you're stressed out or cry confetti when you're sad?
Cry confetti.
Yeah, Steph already makes a clicking noise when she's stressed.
Stop it. I was just doing it. I do. This is so, what, like, one of my anxiety tics is like, and I don't know if that comes through on the microphone or not,
is it your
but like,
teeth, or are you making
it's my
a noise
tongue.
With your tongue?
Okay. It's my tongue up like
the
against
roof of your mouth.
Yeah. And it's
that's
been,
the first time
like,
I've ever heard it.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been like almost a decade at this point. Hey, it's when I was roommates with lover number one. So maybe that's
wow.
What, yeah,
I think like wow. It's haunting. Pascal is haunting you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's an anxious tic that I have, and I've been working on it. And like doing this with like progress and not.
Yeah, pre-COVID, it was almost completely gone. And then
no,
it turns
that was
out...
COVID. That was last year.
Oh, right.
Like our COVID, the COVID timeline is different
therapy.
For you and the rest of us.
Yeah, sorry.
COVID brain.
Oh, sorry, brain you're right. Plug. Pre-Mike's COVID.
Thank you. was... Thank you.
Steph, do you have a fidget cube?
It's like the mummy in that Josh Ritter song, like passes his curse along.
Oh gosh.
I don't have a fidget cube. I haven't had luck with like fidget rings or fidget spinners or anything like that. I don't like, I know what I need to do to start like controlling it, but I just, it's, and my Mike and my mom are so tuned in on it, but like you, most other people don't notice.
Tuned in that they call it immediately or they ignore it.
Well, I ask Mike to point it out. So like, especially if we're recording and I'm like doing that, because then it does pick up on the microphone. So like, I do ask him to point it out. And it's, I know it's not like a judgment against me. It's just a reminder. Cause like a lot of times I
you asked for. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, I like my cube. It also has like some clicking options that I won't do normally on the mic. The one thing I've read, if you're like really trying to break habits, is the rubber band on the wrist. You ever do that?
Yeah, but see, I have rubber bands all the time on my wrist, and I do this, and that doesn't help. Like I tie it in.
Oh, no. I mean smacking your wrist when you do the behavior that you don't want.
As a negative reinforcement, like you'll take an actual rubber. Hey, it's if you are having trouble. So I have a. Like not to be gross, I have a skin picking thing. As an anxious thing, when I'm really nervous or I'm stressing, I will pick at parts of my skin or pick at parts of my fingers. And so, in order to not do that, having something where I was like, it'll sting just enough that it's obviously not painful, but it will shock my system enough. Or you know, even they say like, put your hand in an ice bath or something like that, something that shocks your system to kind of pull you out of whatever you're doing. So the rubber band is nice as a, like if I'm at work and I'm having trouble.
And it hurts enough that I don't want to do that again.
Yeah.
You know? Sure. And so, but not enough to cause any like long-term issues, but I had some habits at work, you know, and like when I was going to the office and things, it's not noticeable. And then it's in your head, if you're doing or physically doing what you don't want to do, you know, it's almost like a little like hitting your dog or something, but. I know you shouldn't do that either, but like a little rolled paper.
Bop them on the nose.
Yes.
Let's be specific with
what I was
thank
like.
You, thank you. Thank you, Swan. I was like, guys, I'm not really. Nobody's ever seen like
the look of horror on Mike and Steph's face. We were like, Tony, what are you doing?
Uppercut
your dog in the ribs.
Well, we're such positive reinforcement people too. Like, we have treats all over the fucking house for any time Hero does something that we like really like. Like, here's a, you know, like constantly. And so, like,
exactly, Lost like, Limey. Tony's punching pooches in the face.
So, I would cry confetti also.
Yeah, I would cry confetti because Vineyard Warrior said it earlier. Confetti, then it's a party.
Yeah. And how can you be sad when there's like confetti around and you can like busy yourself throwing that shit?
I feel
and
like
cry
I would
and then cheer
much...
up and cry again in this loop.
I was going to say, I feel like I would be so much sadder as I was crying. Now I have to clean up all this confetti.
Everybody's having fun around me at my expense. I feel like Mike.
My prison planet fills
oh
up
my God.
With confetti. Come I can't
on.
Even
Betty.
Read.
All right. A tough one. Here's my tough one. Would you rather lose your sight or lose your memories?
Oh, God.
I already don't have memories.
Yeah, I've got brain fog coming, so.
I don't want to answer this one. I don't want to answer this one because of two things. Because.
Superstitions?
No, because my memory has always been the thing that I've been like. That I've like prided myself on. Like I have like a freak memory that like I can recall specific conversations. Like there are so many moments in my life. Like I think likely more than average amount that I like can play back those conversations in my head and like almost relive them in a way. Like I have a freakish memory. Law slimy. And I'm legally blind. And so losing my sight is something really like viscerally scary to me. Cause like mm-hmm. I wake up every morning and I can't see. And so the idea of like losing that completely, cause I at this point I can have, I have corrective lenses, but I pass.
Fair.
I'm gonna pass on this one.
Like I said, I have a crappy memory anyway. You might as well just take it. I'd rather, and it's really
at least like, then you'll have an excuse for not being able to keep them apart. You know, you guys know I gave up my memory so that I could see your faces. You're welcome.
That's a good one, dude. I'd rather just it's almost like an ignorance is bliss thing where literally I would find some things that I enjoyed and would do them every day and see them every day for the first time. Like, oh man, it's so awesome. And the people at the store are like, seriously, this dude again? I wouldn't care, you know. Like, it'd be awesome to me. So it'd be memory.
I saw a guy do a kickflip with his like with his sight stick the other day, and then like hit a rail, like a blind skateboarder fucking shredding so much harder than I can. And I was like, yeah, I guess you can do fucking anything, like if you put your mind to it and you work hard enough at it. And so, yeah, I guess I'm going vision. I'd have to learn how to like audiobooks. That's honestly the hardest part for me right now is like
they're podcasts.
Yeah, but audiobooks are the fucking worst. Like I know everybody loves them, but fuck me, is it boring.
I love what audiobooks can do for people who have like difficulty like reading or like
who feel the same way I do about like audiobooks, but for reading books. Right.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Like, great.
Love what they can do for people or with dyslexia, like all of those things. Love, love, love audiobooks. Cannot listen to them.
Just not the product for you.
Yeah, can't do it.
That's where so just shameless self-promotion. Something I love about Sketching Shakespeare is because I love listening to a story be told to me, because then I can imagine all of my brain power goes to imagining what the words are creating in my brain. It's imagining the picture, and I don't have to dedicate my visuals to reading. I can dedicate everything visuals to creating the landscape, to creating the characters. So that's such an immersive experience for me that I love being read to in that sense, because then I can just imagine.
And I would have to imagine there's some sort of psychological connection there. A lot of people enjoy that, being read to. Yeah. Like, I feel like there has to be some sort of comfort, you know,
oh, for sure.
Familial thing there.
Yeah, my mom never read books to me. She always made me read them to her. And so when I get something read to me, it's not, I don't know, it's not an enjoyable experience.
Gotcha. Yeah.
See, I'm the opposite, which is nice. Like I experienced The Little Prince for the first time, Mike reading it to me. And my mom read us. That's how I like fell in love with books, is because my mom just, we would all pile in one bed and my mom would read us chapters from books. But I don't like reading out loud because I am not a good sight reader. Like it's very embarrassing when I try to read aloud to my classes because my brain moves faster than my eyes, which are moving faster than my mouth. And so I really struggle reading out loud, and it's super embarrassing for me. And like, I know it shouldn't be, and I tell my kids it shouldn't be, but like, I just don't like it.
But it is what it is.
But, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to turn off that part of your brain. Be like, no, guys, don't feel bad about this. And in my brain, I'm like, except for you. You feel bad about this.
You should feel bad about this.
You should feel bad. None of them. They're fine. You should feel bad.
There's probably 10 things today I've told people, yeah, man, don't feel bad about that. That's stupid. That I feel bad about.
Like Tony getting COVID.
I almost made the joke, except COVID.
Whoever number one says this, Steph's mind plays too much 4D chess to be a good sight reader. And it's true because like while I'm reading something out loud, like I'm also seeing it, like I'm seeing the things play out in my mind, and then I lose track of like where I am on the page, and then I'm like, I don't know what I'm reading. What is this word? What does this mean? What does it mean?
Yeah.
Swan, what's your choice?
So I would absolutely go memories. Hi, you've met me. I can't remember things day to day. I couldn't tell you what I did earlier today.
I feel like I'm not losing anything. Like,
nothing.
Well, and with art for you, like.
Yeah, I was gonna say losing my sight has been
losing my mind. Cancel.
Exactly. has been an incredible fear for me since a very young age. Like, that's a weird. I don't remember being scared of things. That's not true. I remember being a skittish child.
Gangster.
I don't remember being.
I ain't scared of nothing.
I ain't scared.
I don't even remember being scared.
I don't even remember being scared.
Except my eyes. Don't.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was like, that was a thing where I was just like, I couldn't. And I understand now as an adult, I could adapt. I could figure out a way. But as a kid, before I had that developed mindset of, you could get through this, you could make it work. Like, I couldn't imagine what life would be like starting as a sighted person and moving into a blind person. So yeah, memories. And to call out, Vineyard Warrior said, could you remember who you are seeing though? And so I would hope that I would have someone in my life who would do 50 first dates. So they'd have an intro video for me every morning when I wake up, remind me of all the important things. Then I'd go about my day and yeah, just do that.
Honestly, Steph's desk already fucking looks like Memento. Like, I just think she needs to lean into picking one of these. Like,
wow. Wow. Oh. You put them in two different rooms and she gets real. She gets real. All right. I got one more quick one and then we're going to wrap it up because I'm afraid. All right. A light one because I knew that one was going to be heavy. Would you rather be a villain in an action-packed thriller or a love interest in a romantic comedy?
Villain.
Love interest.
Like, are you talking about, like, our, like, selves as a person or, like, acting?
Oh.
Great question.
Great question. Let's say yourself.
Romantic.
Same.
Or love interest or whatever.
Yeah. Tony P.
So Steph got to pass one, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think if I was having to be myself, I would absolutely be the love interest because I'm cheesy like that. If I got to pick, I'd want to be the villain. 100%. Their wardrobe's going to be killer. I get to monologue. It's going to be a great time no matter what happens.
So I'll just wait until my show The Love in two segments and then we'll have this conversation again, okay?
Okay.
I can't do bad things. Like, can I be an evil villain, like a evil mastermind?
You
could
be ineffectual. Yeah, I mean, you could be an ineffectual villain.
Hurt anybody, but I do want to like steal money or block out the sun or something. Okay, cool. I'm in villain.
Cut.
Block out the sun.
You could be the romantic villain. Yeah, steal your girl. There you go, Tony P. Steal a girl.
Mr. Steal Your Girl.
That's right.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much for playing along with us. Let us know. Send us some Would You Rathers. Make us uncomfortable because it's super fun, y'all. I can personally attest to it. But I want to give a special thank you and show my love to the podcast Seriously Sinister. So this is something they do on their show that I thought was super fun. And like I said, I was struggling for a topic tonight, so I stole it from them. They're also doing something very cool, which I appreciate. And they are celebrating their 1 year of being a podcast and they solicited feedback from their audience. And so actually a person in our chat, Vineyard Warrior, turned me onto their podcast and sent in love to them, which was very cool. It's cool to see podcasts enjoying their community and shouting it out. And it's fun. It's silly. It's petty true crime. So it's a really good time and I enjoy it. Thank you so much, everybody, for being a part of our community. We love you so much. Thank you for being silly with us and we'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Thanks so much for listening, Trash Pandas. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show on your platform of choice and join the conversation with us on twitch.tv/inaddpod at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central every Wednesday night.